Local labor union leaders came out in support of Jackie Biskupski for Salt Lake City mayor on Monday. Many complained of not getting enough FaceTime with current mayor Ralph Becker. KUER's Whitney Evans has the story.
Leaders from about 12 union organizations, including Utah AFL-CIO, Salt Lake Police Association, and Salt Lake City Firefighters Local 81, came out in support of Biskupski at a Monday morning press conference. Dale Cox is president of the Utah AFL-CIO. The organization has about 45,000 members statewide, with about 4,500 members who vote in Salt Lake City. Cox says Biskupski has worked closely with labor unions in the past as a state lawmaker and believes she'll do the same as mayor of Salt Lake City.
You can't be an absentee mayor, and that's kind of the reason people have started looking at Jackie, because they need a mayor that's going to be here, that's going to work well with everybody at the table.
Jeff Vaughn is the officer director for Salt Lake City Firefighters Local 81. He says he fought to keep Fire Station 9 open last year when Mayor Becker proposed closing it down because it was underutilized.
We know that Jackie will be a partner in our fight to maintain these stations, because we believe that every neighborhood and every area in Salt Lake City deserves the same level of protection.
Matt Lyon is Becker's campaign manager. He pointed to the mayor's 2015 budget plan as an example of the mayor's dedication to city employees. Part-time, seasonal, and full-time employees all got raises.
He's made sure that they have a seat at the table and that they're part of the conversation. He's tried to find solutions for them, and also made sure that he's found ways to, you know, both make Salt Lake City, you know, attractive and a competitive workforce, and make sure that their city's employees are protected.
Becker kicked off his re-election campaign last week, announcing support from Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams, former Republican Governor Mike Leavitt, and others. Whitney Evans, KUER News.